This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Today, we look at three separate, devastating cases from across the nation, all uniquely tied to a heartbreaking thread, the tragic victimization of 11-year-old children. From a perilous boat trip on Lake Erie to a sudden shootout at a Florida fast food restaurant and a high-speed police pursuit in Kentucky, young lives have been shattered by negligence, violence, and reckless choices. We begin in Ohio, where a community is mourning after a weekend search ended in the worst possible way. The body of an 11-year-old girl was discovered Sunday near the Lake Erie shoreline, bringing a tragic end to a multi-day search. Authorities believe the body is that of Angelique Cunningham of Toledo, who vanished during a boat trip earlier in the week. The harrowing timeline began on the evening of Wednesday, July 2nd, when a boat departed from Meineke Marina in Jerusalem Township, located roughly 15 miles east of Toledo. On board were 11-year-old Angelique, her babysitter, 41-year-old Kristen Gary, and the vessel's owner, Jonathan Seha. According to Lucas County Sheriff Mike Navarre, the young girl went missing from the watercraft less than 15 minutes after it left the marina while under Gary's direct care. It remains deeply unclear what exactly transpired aboard that boat. However, investigators reveal that Gary eventually managed to swim ashore. She then contacted family members who subsequently alerted local law enforcement. The next morning, July 3rd, dispatchers received a harrowing report of a body spotted in the water near Meineke Marina. That body was recovered and later identified as Jonathan Seha, the boat's owner. A deputy coroner later determined that Seha had drowned, though the circumstances leading up to his death remain under active investigation. Later that Thursday afternoon, the United States Coast Guard located the boat itself, entirely unoccupied, drifting near West Sister Island. While Lucas County Sheriff's Office Captain Bobby Kromick initially stated that investigators did not view anyone as an immediate suspect, treating the man's drowning as a likely accident, the focus swiftly intensified on the missing child. By Friday, Toledo Fire Chief Allison Armstrong announced that rescue crews had completely exhausted all available resources, shifting the operation from a rescue to a recovery mission as hope faded. That recovery mission concluded on Sunday when the young girl's body was found near Dyke Road. A formal identification from the coroner is still pending. Kristen Gary, a Toledo neighbor whom the family trusted to watch Angelique, was arrested at a Toledo home on Friday afternoon. Authorities have officially charged Gary with two counts of endangering children. She is currently being held in custody on a $50,000 bond as prosecutors assemble their case. More crime and justice news after this. In Hollandale Beach, Florida, an ordinary afternoon shattered into violence for an innocent family. 11-year-old Dora Belen Rivera and her father, Oscar Roman Miron, were shot while sitting in their car outside a McDonald's on Saturday, June 27th. A GoFundMe organized by Reyna Mateo reveals Miron's wife was inside getting food while Miron stayed in the vehicle with their three children. Suddenly, an altercation between other individuals erupted in the parking lot and gunfire sprayed the car. Miron was shot in the hip and Dora was shot in the head. Her siblings, ages 2 and 5, were physically unharmed but witnessed the terror. Police confirmed the family were innocent bystanders. While Miron is recovering at home, Dora remains hospitalized in stable condition. Doctors have chosen not to remove the bullet from her head, warning that surgery could cause greater harm. Police arrested 18-year-old Ralph Nkosi Blue, an employee arriving for work, charging him with multiple counts of aggravated battery and assault. Restaurant operator Brad Ashland expressed devastation, confirming Blue was fired and surveillance footage was provided to investigators. Blue was held without bond. Finally, in Kentucky, a man who fatally struck a child during a police pursuit has been sentenced to 4 decades behind bars. On Wednesday, July 1st, Timetrius Walter received a 40-year prison sentence for a fatal 2023 collision in Campbellsburg. Walter had actively fled from a Kentucky State police trooper in a stolen vehicle, initiating a high-speed chase down Interstate 71 that ultimately ended when he violently slammed into an SUV. The violent crash tragically killed John Lake Lewis Luxemburger, who was just 9 days away from celebrating his 11th birthday. Walter officially pleaded guilty in June to vehicular homicide under the influence, assault, and fleeing police. During the emotional sentencing hearing, Jake's family spoke out publicly for the very first time. His devastated mother, Catherine Luxenberger, tearfully recalled their final loving conversation before Jake left to go birthday shopping with his beloved grandmother, Terry Portnoy. She was also severely injured in the crash and provided a heart-wrenching written statement describing the exact moment of impact. She vividly recalled waking up in excruciating pain and reaching out to touch Jake's hand, only to watch his fingernails turn blue as he remained unresponsive. Addressing the courtroom directly, Walter apologized for his reckless actions, acknowledging the permanent trauma he single-handedly inflicted. However, a deeply grieving Catherine reminded Walter that while he will eventually walk out of prison, Jake will never get that opportunity. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.